Yeah.
Wake up with you next to me.
Hip Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, Smile FM. Exciting morning this morning. I'll tell you why. Breakout Events are thrilled to announce that Let's Rock, the UK's most iconic retro festival, is making its highly anticipated debut in South Africa in 2025. Known for the stellar lineups, folks, it doesn't get more incredible than this. The most amazing 80s nostalgia. Let's Rock will bring two unforgettable events. One, of course, to Joburg, the other one to Cape Town. Now, when I say unforgettable, I'm talking about a lineup of note. A lineup that paved my childhood, yours as well, if you're a child of the 80s. And I'm talking about one of the, just the highlights alone for me is the fact that Thompson Twins' Tom Bailey will be joining us on the special occasion. And hey, he's with us on the line right now. Tom Bailey, good morning and welcome to Smile FM, sir.
Thank you very much, Ryan. How are you doing?
Yeah, fantastic. I'm trying to think, in the 40 years that the band rose to fame, if you've ever been to South Africa on tour.
Never. No, this will be my first time. So it's really exciting for me and for my band. I think, we're so much looking forward to it.
Sure.
And I'm actually in New Zealand, so I'll be coming from summer to summer, but the rest of them are coming from winter. So for them, it's also a holiday in the sun. So it doesn't get better than that.
I love that. You've managed to avoid the complete misery that is winter in the UK by spending time on tour. But let's talk about that. I mean, it always sounds alarming when you use numbers like 40 years of with one of the greatest albums of all time. In my world and in my life, it's paved many fond memories. Does it feel like it's 40 years?
No, not really. I mean, and of course, looking back, no one expected us to be having a conversation like this today. You know, it was an event of its time making that record. And I'm just pleased that it stood the test of time and we're still being asked to play the songs from it now.
Well, I mean, and thinking about that now, it was more than just a record. I mean, you were trendsetters at the time. You were paving a way for a brand of music that was coming out that had this amazing global sound to it that just contextualized what the 80s meant for people. It was not just about the music anymore. It was about storytelling through music and it was about storytelling through visuals. You had it all going on. I mean, you had this work of art that was in the mid 80s that kind of encapsulated what the 80s were. And I think now, more than ever, when you look back, those kind of stories of an artistry is just lacking in music. And I'm sorry to say it, I know we've got a fantastic music scene globally, but that type of artistry is just, you just don't see it anymore. Do you agree?
Well, it certainly was a golden age, and it's partly because there was a sudden kind of influx of amazing new technology. We got our hands on synthesizers and drum machines and bang, we were into making music in a different way. And also, as you mentioned, the visual counterpart, the making of videos was suddenly the biggest thing and a global effect. You know, suddenly people around the world were seeing us and other bands as well. But I mean, if you look through the history of music, you know, when the piano was invented, when the electric guitar was invented,
sure,
all these things have a sudden effect. And for us, it was the synths, the drum machines and the videos that happened to be the triggers.
And to be that person or that group that pioneered it is big. I mean, if I look, and we were a radio station that played a lot of music of all different genres, and when you look at the kind of music trends of people trying to give the fans what they want, it's really every month there's a new pop a single going up the charts. You took the brave step and that bold step and going, well, listen, this is who we are. This is what we're going to put out there. And then started, like you said, that trend that would be the kind of cement that brought the 80s together. I'm interested because I look at the rest of the lineup and there's some unbelievable acts from the 80s that you get to travel the world with. Do you guys get on really well? I know that the 80s were really competitive to grab number ones on the charts, but now that it's, that nostalgic trip, does everyone on tour get on well?
I think so, yes. I mean, the hope is that we're all a bit older and wiser. As well. People aren't looking to have a fight. They're looking to have a good time.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we meet each other at these kind of events and it's always fantastic fun.
In 40 years, you've traveled the world. You mentioned being in New Zealand. Which countries are the best to tour?
Well, in terms of business, of course, we go to the main places like North America and Japan and Europe and the UK is very big for us. But of course, to get away from those kind of mainstream dependable markets is also a fantastic adventure for us.
Yes.
Immediately after playing in South Africa, we're going to Dubai, which I've never been before as well. You know, so these kind of things.
I've got this feeling you don't see much sun, Tom.
a lot of musicians, I think, find that a gig is a gig, but if you can go somewhere you've never been before, yes, then it becomes...
I'm excited, and I think Cape Town fans are excited, and I know that you this is the cliched question about playing the big songs, the big album. We're going to hear that, obviously, when you're right in South Africa.
Yes, well, it will be a greatest hit show, for sure. It's funny these days, because of Spotify and everything, we can check out which records are streaming well in which different territories and stuff. So we know what people kind of want to hear, and we will certainly deliver that, plus maybe a couple of surprises. So we like to keep it fresh for ourselves.
Did you realize during those 80s, because I mean you were top of the charts globally, did South Africa blip on Thompson Twins' radar? Did you get the sense that they're loving us down there?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? When in our naivety, of course, when we're a young band and starting to do well, it just becomes kind of dots on a map, you know,
sure,
for us. And we don't realize how important that is at the time. But I'm absolutely thrilled that the kind of global reach of music did all that kind of good work for us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm not sure if it's, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg in that case.
Sure.
But you know, you write a good song, and then the mechanisms are there to spread it around the world. What better place could you be in?
Absolutely. Well, listen, we can't wait to see you. The 16th of February, 2025, Greenpoint A-Track. You are playing in, when it comes to venues, and I know that there are iconic ones to perform at, Sydney in front of the Sydney Opera House. I was there many moons ago when the Crowded House played their last gig, and you just soaked in the atmosphere of where you were and what you were watching. And the same sentiment on the 16th of February, because you're smack bam on the lip of the coast of the bottom of Africa, performing with Table Mountain, the spectacular Atlantic Ocean, the best weather, the cheapest, nicest wine the world has to offer. When you're paying for it in UK sterling, it is at 20-1. It's a fantastic place to come and spend some of it when you're down here. So we can't wait to see you.
Well, and I can't wait to get there. You've sold it to me completely.
Well, listen, I can't wait. Tickets, by the way, going on sale just around the corner. This coming Friday, you want to get yours. It's an incredible lineup. Midyear, Big Sky, the list goes on. But my act I want to see is this gentleman on the line with us now, Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins, performing live. 16th of Feb, tickets on sale this coming Friday. Tom, thank you so much. We wish you all the best between now and then. And looking forward to seeing you in the Mother City and hearing some of those great moments of history repeated for us again come February 16.
Looking forward to it so much. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time, Tom. Take care.
You can follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.